something went on here, and something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Tags and I test out our DJ skills in a new game called Hit the Post.
We play the top five Canadianity Take It to the Man jams.
And we look back at our all-time favorite enforcers in a thing called Goon But Not Forgotten. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Fucking right, eh?
Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. It's another week. Another beautiful week, and you're in the sunny climes of Florida. This is our first, I guess, American-Canadian podcast.
It's like NAFTA. It's like proof that free trade is working.
It's beautiful.
I do feel a bit weird about talking about being away from my house. Mm-hmm. Do you feel weird about that? Like folks might know where you live and they know you're away, or you don't really care?
I guess if the house is empty, I just say someone's there, usually. I'll say my brother's staying over at the place for a week to take away concern. But, I mean, if you're you don't even have a lock on your door. What do you care?
It's true. But I do have three burly convicts staying there. And
that's
I also
right.
have landmines around my house.
Yes. Yes. And your slide, it's like... You can come down the stairs with a rifle in your hand on the slide. So no one will hear you as you're
there
coming
you go.
Down.
Come down Rangers. The slayers in our house.
The slayers. So you use, how much do you use the slayers?
It's interesting. So for folks who don't know, which I assume is everyone, we have a slide in our house and it's made of wood. If you're building a home and you want to make your principal staircase a slide, here's what I learned. It can't be a spiral staircase because you have to be able to get a stretcher up and down the stairs. That's what makes code. So what was supposed to be a kind of leisurely spiral staircase ended up being a sweeping staircase. It's like a bracket, and it dumps into a log wall, and it's really fast. So we had to put 5 coats of industrial anti-slip on it to try to slow it down. Really what it comes down to is if you're wearing burlap shorts, you're probably okay. But if you're wearing silk pajamas, you might go through a log wall.
Oh my God. Has there been any accidents?
Yes, because there are two...
The girls, right? They whistle down there with stuff.
No, they back up and only come down part way.
Wow.
There are two types of people in the world. Those who are going to brace themselves in panic and those who are going to put their hands in their lap and trust. If you put your hands in your lap and trust, the slayers will let you down gently. But if you fight her, she's going to burn you, bud.
Really?
So for the fighters, we insist that they wear oven mitts. But there's this weird gray area of people who say, no, I'm an athlete. I'm super bendy. I'm used to traveling at this velocity. I'm not going to fight it. And then they don't wear oven mitts and they end up fighting it and they get burnt.
Wow. So like, has anybody like had a couple too many cocktails and said, let's rip the slayers?
Yeah. And they've come down face first.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fast. It's like Jamaican bobsled team fast.
Wow. How long is it? It's like, is it two stories?
Well, it's, like most log homes, the kind of great room is open to two stories. So it goes from, the second floor to the first floor. But it goes fast. It's really, for sending laundry down and things like that, really handy. Also, as I always say, you can't be mad at your kids when you're saying you get down the slayers right now. You can't even say it with a straight face.
That is hilarious. Get
but I credit my wife with this because, all right, I guess we're talking about the slayers for a minute. When we were having our home designed, all of the measurements were in centimeters. And they said, this is so Canadian. They said, do you want us to convert it to feet and inches? And we were like, oh, no, you guys have been so great. Thanks, eh? Sure we can figure it out. So something like 180,000 centimeters for an office sounds huge.
Yeah.
But it turns out like our bedroom was too small for a bed and our bathroom was bigger than it needed to be. And so we had this great room that was a not that great room because it was too big to go ignored, but it was too small to actually use as a living space. So I found an article on the internet called Slide Stairs. They're back. And I showed it to my wife and she was like, well, that's what we'll do then. And I was like, I don't know, but... Does that make me that guy? Like, you know, Buddy from Street Sense has a slide in his house. It's so Silver Spoons, Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, it is.
But my wife made the argument that our kids will be able to describe their upbringing in one word. What was your childhood like? Slayers. That's pretty fun.
And you, so yeah, and you've had it for a couple years now, so you feel like it was a good investment. It wasn't one of those things that you did and was like, I wouldn't do it again, or was it a good move?
Well, I found the whole rub about building a house is that by the time it's built, you've learned so much that, and you will also never do it again.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say I wouldn't put Slayers in another house that I built, but we found a Slayersman out of Malagash, Nova Scotia. His name is Damien. And he is a student of the stair, and he travels all over North America looking at weird stairs, and he built it like a birch strip canoe. So it's actually quite a piece of art. It was quite an undertaking.
I've seen the photos. It is a beautiful piece of wood.
Pretty wild.
Is it
got some big fast wood, bud?
How do they is it like solid pieces that they just bring together? Like it's the curves and all that. It seems like quite a piece of work to do that.
Well, I don't think it's overstating it to say that this Damien guy's a genius, and he really spent 2 months thinking about it and letting it blow his mind, because it has to look cool and has to be functional and has to be solid enough to support the weight of people going up and down it for decades. And I think it blew his mind, but he really dug it and, you know, looks pretty cool on his resume.
I'd say. Jeepers creepers. Hey, so we got some fun games today to play.
I'm so excited about this game, and the name of it could not be more Canadian.
Yeah.
In radio terms, there's what they call TTV, which is time to vocal in a song. So that's the part where the music kind of vamps up before the first lyric kicks in. When you finish talking just before the vocals start, that's called hitting the post. So the game that we're going to play is called Hit the Post. We're going to give each other songs. We went outside Canadianity for these because it just had to allow for some cheesy rock stuff.
Definitely.
Frankly, we don't have that cheesy rock in Canada. So we're going to challenge each other to hit the post.
Yeah. Hit the post. So I have my first one for you.
Okay.
Hitting the post. And this one is a classic. I will give you... let's say you're in the Wolf in Bracebridge. We can make up the names.
Okay.
But that's close enough. The Wolf in Bracebridge. And, are you ready?
You're working
at the Wolf
in Bracebridge.
It's the afternoon drive.
Okay.
And, I'm going to give you your song in 3, 2,
oh my gosh.
1.
It's Jonathan Torrens with you on the Wolf to Bracebridge. How you doing this Friday afternoon? 7 degrees out. Going to be some overcast skies overnight tonight. Chance of sun tomorrow for your weekend. Jeremy Taggart's going to be in after 7. He'll have all your top 7 at 7 and the drive home hits that you want to hear. In the meantime, remember this one? Let's go back to 1980-something. I'm dating myself. Here's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer on the Wolf.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. Solid talk.
That's hard, bud. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was good. You were sweating there. I could feel the afternoon sweats.
You were ruthless. I started you off easy. Are you ready to hear your first one?
I am.
It's I'm taking it back to the 80s, as I always do. This is a jam by Atlantic Star. And the joint's called Secret Lovers. I just like the tone and the juxtaposition of your voice against this 80s synth. Here it comes. You ready?
Okay. Where am I working?
All right. You're working at your afternoons on COQK, the cock, Red Deer's finest 80s music.
Wait a second. What is it? 80? The cock.
Yesterday's the hits and today's favorites. K-O-Q-S-K. K-O-C-O-Q-K. It's the cock in Red Deer.
Those are
call letters,
bud.
Yeah.
Is there a number? 88
yeah,
or anything?
Yeah.
It's 88.1?
Yeah, C-O-Q-K 99.4.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
Atlantic Star, Secret Lovers. Oh, and it's the morning show.
Whoa, it's the morning
show? Yeah, it's the morning show. Go.
Okay, I'm gonna get going right here. Okay. Good morning. We have a little bit of music for you guys in the morning. I hope your coffee's nice and warm. Hope you haven't realized that last night was a little too much. What a nice song. We're going to run you into the morning proper. It's Atlantic Star, Secret Lovers. Heck, I don't even know when this song came out. If anybody wants to remember. Oh, I blew it. I've never heard this song in my life. Oh my god. Oh man. I had like no idea. You said I gave it to you, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? That was so bad. It was awesome. Okay.
That's every DJ's plight. There's like 4 seconds left. Do I open? I don't really remember this one. Can of worms? Or just drive
He's all,
through
whoa,
it?
Hope the PD ain't listening. Oh, man.
Oh.
What a crappy song, man. I never got to say those call letters either. I'm going to keep those call letters for the next song,
there's
right?
There's a good chance it'll be the same station. Oh. Imagine the angry rooster. That's the logo for COQK.
Oh man. Okay, all right. Well, you're up one for sure. Wow. Unbelievable. That is some funny stuff right there, JT.
All right. What's next for me?
I want you to cue up your song.
Okay.
Your song is going to be The Final Countdown by Europe.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a beauty.
Okay.
What? And obviously, I'm going to give you different call letters because I want to I want to keep the cock for myself.
Sure you do.
You're going to be 88.5 The Imp. the devil station.
88.5 The Imp.
The Imp, where it's just dark and they like to keep it dirty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So anytime you go ahead there, bud.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay.
Overnight show?
Overnights at yes, at the Imp. Hit the post. JT. Little Europe on the night shift.
How you doing out there, the Paw Manitoba? It's Jonathan, the J-Man Torrens, in overnight with you. I've got you all the way from now to 7 a.m. when Jeremy Taggart will be coming in for his Oldies at 7. Gonna take you back to 1980-something. You know the band is Europe, the song is Final Countdown. What are you doing tonight? Are you at work? Is it the final countdown to your weekend? Hope it's going great for you. Maybe you're about to get off work and go home and see the old lady crack a Budweiser. Take you home with some Europe Final Countdown on 88.5 The Imp. I'm Jonathan Torrens. Thanks for listening. It's not over yet.
No way. You gotta keep going.
Did I forget to say that Jeremy Taggart will be in at 7 in the morning? Oh, no, I did say that. Great. Anyway, thanks for listening. Here's Europe Final Countdown. That's a minute 14 time to vocal. Thanks for listening. It's still not on.
That's a 127.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, that's some tap dancing.
You gotta do some serious tap dance.
Holy cow. I have so much respect for those guys because the question is, if someone goes, ooh, at the 50-second mark, does that count as the vocal starting?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, because there's fully a minute after that of just
I know, weird man. Here.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, the classic. Table has been set for you to steal this one from me, bud. The track is Unskinny Bop by Poison. The station is the Mar. Oh no. Do you want to do COQK?
Gotta keep the cock, no?
All right, yeah, we do.
What is it again?
COQK.
99.
Red Deer's only rock station.
COQK?
Yeah. And their slogan is, you want to rock the cock.
Oh my God.
And they have a variety of scenarios where you can rock the cock. You can rock it at work. You can rock it at home. You can rock it at the cottage with a couple of buds.
Okay.
All right, here Ready? We go. Hit the post, bud. Okay. You can do it.
I'm going to hit the post. Good morning. How are you doing this morning? It's a cold one out there. It's about 2 degrees. Going to get a little warmer this afternoon. Hopefully you get some blankets on the old beds tonight because it's going to be cold tonight as well. We got Jonathan Torrens coming on in the afternoon, but up first we have some Poison, Unskinny Bop, on the cock.
Wow! That was rad!
On the cock. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Matt's taking phone calls at that station. Hello, you're on the cock!
Oh, man. Oh, this is so crazy. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that you nailed it. It's 1-1.
Okay, could you I got you to queue up. You got to queue up yourself, Rod Stewart.
Oh no.
Do you think I'm sexy? And you are doing the mid-morning shift at you are at 86.5, The Dam.
The Dam?
The Dam in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. What did I do? Why do I have the mid-morning shift?
I don't know. It's just, you gotta make your mark, bud. I love how we're always up after the other.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Whatever it is, we follow each other.
All right. You ready?
Yes, let's do
it. Here
we
go.
This is Hit the Post. JT, hit it.
Good morning, Lethbridge. Jonathan Torrens on 86.5 The Dam. How's your morning? Super Bowl weekend. Leafs had a bit of a rough one last night. Don't forget that the Lethbridge Lasers are in action tonight at the Lethbridge Arena. Chance to raise a little money to bring some coats for people that don't have coats. In the meantime, question I've been asking Jeremy Taggart, who's in at noon. Do you think I'm sexy? Here's Rod Stewart.
Oh, he killed it. He killed it. Oh, that's classic. That was a good one.
Oh my gosh.
It's a tough game, bud.
It's a tough game. We've both hit the post, and we've both missed.
Oh, yeah. We've got some. We're not exactly Sid the Kid here.
I don't know. I feel a little bit badly about this next one because it's kind of like what you did to me with Europe, the Final Countdown. The vamp is so long, and if I'm being honest, I've tried to do this in my car when it comes on iTunes. And I can't. I've never hit this post.
Oh,
When It's
man.
Love by Halen.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's a tough one. Wow, do you need a new station?
Yeah, sure. Where am I?
Okay, you're on 101.9 The Bird.
101.9 The Bird.
Yeah. And you're in... let's make this good.
101.9 The Bird.
You're on Gabriel Island. 101.9 The Bird.
Gabriel Island.
And you're doing the Saturday morning rock show.
Saturday morning rock show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the way back playback on 101.9 The Bird.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, hit it, babe.
I'm going to hit the post right here.
Good luck.
Morning, it's Jeremy Taggart here. Hope you're having a fine weekend. I know I am. I was always wondering about this song. This band, this was at the point when Sammy Hagar just was the new guy, and David Lee Roth was probably sitting in the movies, just watching this go down. These guys really picked it up on the 5150 record. Beautiful record, little bit of tension in the band, but they seem to be getting over the hump. This is the rock show. Just always wondered why Michael Anthony wasn't the lead vocalist in Van Halen, because I always thought he had a powerful voice. Gabriel Island was always a rock and roll town, but we never had the privilege to have Van Halen with us. Hopefully they'll come on the next tour up here, realize the local people in the community. We like to rock. Gabriel Island likes to rock. Especially when the bird flies above. Let's not forget.
Wow.
Oh, shit. I totally blew
wow.
it.
Wow, I don't think you did.
I was going so good, and then I was like, I was watching the video, and I was like, I think he's going to sing any minute here. Damn. Oh. Never got to throw out the 101.9.
It's nah. The bird, 101.9.
Yeah.
Oh, my going gosh, into that's like fun.
The terrible, like, trying to find happenings in the band. That's how off he was.
But if you're doing a Saturday morning rock show, isn't that what you're doing?
Yes.
Sharing things that you read and stuff that you know. Is that Jeremy that Taggart ridiculous. That feels like Michael Anthony should have been the lead singer of the band, or is that the guy at the bird?
That's the guy at the bird, and I just think he was kind of hard done by the fact that, like, Alex and Eddie just got his kid to play bass, just kind of bumped him out.
Right.
Kind of a greasy move.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ludwig?
Wolfgang. Yeah.
KOQK, it's the cock in the morning.
101.9 The Bird on Gabriel Island. Like, seriously? What the hell is that? 101.9 The Bird. We like to rock on Gabriel Island.
The Bird. Which is
not
the most,
like a bird.
Which is the most unlikely animal for a rock station? I mean, the bird's pretty unlikely.
Unbelievable. Okay, is that it?
Well, I could keep doing this all day.
I know. What a great game, though.
Let's take a break on TNT. We'll be right back.
We're back, Jonathan.
That, when it's love, that is so hard. And it was like you were soaring above the rim.
Yeah, I could have killed it, and I got killed. That's what happens when you hit the post.
Just sometimes,
sometimes you blow it.
It's that funny because hit the post in radio terms is a good thing. Hit the post in hockey terms is a bad thing.
Yes. But we do have another top five here that we remember you instilled upon me last week, the top five quitting your job songs.
Yep. I tasked you with finding the top five playlist for Sticking It to the Man.
Yes. And I got it.
And, all I can hear in my head is 101.9 The Bird. On Gabriel Island. I want to work there.
Me too.
Like, can we just start a radio station called 101.9 The Bird and just go there?
Totally.
Nice folks on Gabriel Island. Nice part of the world.
Okay, so the first track I have is probably pretty standard if you were to quit your job and you were to move on. I mean, I think in my mind... this would be sufficient feeling-wise. Would you like to hear my first jam?
Yeah, is this you're in your car the second you quit? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You're in your car, you're peeling away.
Exactly.
Okay.
Peeling away. I'm moving on. Here we go. I've had it, Jonathan.
Yep.
Enough is enough. by April Wine.
I love that now you just hit the post because you can.
I did. I hit the post. And Jerry Mercer is driving the truck in the video. Of course.
I picture like a Vinny from Doogie Howser saying, come on, man. You don't need him. You don't need this job. Come on. Let's go to the concert for the weekend. Those girls are going to meet us there.
Hey, they're picking up a couple ladies in the truck in the video here. The whole band is in the front cab of the truck.
Canadiana.
And they're just picking up ladies.
Quit their job, picking up ladies. Life is grand. What's number two? Yeah.
Number two. I think they're in the back of the truck now, and the girls are driving.
What?
Classic. Yes, you get a chance, go see the that video for Enough is Enough by April Wine. It's got some good content.
It made me feel like just walking into the program director's office at 101.9 The Bird, telling him I've had it.
Yeah,
I've had absolutely. It working overtime. I've had it doing promotion as well as being on air.
Yeah.
I'm tired of taking the t-shirt cannon to all the hockey games.
Yep, I'm sick of the seven hats that you've given me that right. I have to wear. And maintain. Here's another one. This one's a little more chillaxed, I guess. If
okay.
you were, you know, you're, I guess, not as an aggressive a person. You're a little more relaxed. So here we go. You've perhaps you were working at a Baskin Robbins or another ice cream shop. Simple summer job. You're moving on. What better way to move on than with the Stampeders again?
You love those kids.
Carry me away, bud.
This sounds like he went home. Told his wife what had happened. She told the boss to shove it, and he was nervous about telling her because they're having some financial hardships. But she said,
yeah.
What the heck? Let's just go down to the tavern. We'll have a drink. Doesn't matter, bud. You'll land on your feet.
His lady is like, you know what? You go on ahead and quit that job.
She's a
We're
good woman.
Make it. Yeah.
Played by Robin Wright Penn.
Classic.
With no makeup. Like, that's how serious it is.
Wow. Carry Me by the Stampeders.
It's good tune.
Jam.
Really nice.
So this takes us to number three in our quitting your job, taking it to the man. This one I say is probably pretty self-explanatory. I know you love this band, but sometimes when you quit your job, you're going to have to take it day by day after that.
Oh, Doug and the Slugs, bud.
Yes.
Hey, Marvin, can I talk to you for a second? Sure, Keith, what is it? I don't feel like it's a good fit, and I feel like you're really hard on me for no reason. What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? I quit, bot.
Always love how Doug and the Slugs videos always had some good laughs and acting in it. You ever notice that?
Yeah. They were the Huey Lewis of Canadian video makers.
That's a great comparison. I always thought... they had good content in their videos, very similar to Huey Lewis in the news.
You know,
kind of
I have a rowboat.
Laughing at themselves. Oh, look, start your own record company. He's reading a book.
That's a good inside
joke. Here's
the
chorus. Help me make it day by day by day by day by.
Good
one. Help me find my way day by day, bod.
Hey, kind of a sidebar for 1 second.
Yeah.
Because of Huey Lewis, I have a rowboat. That's not why I have a rowboat, but it's called MYOTT, My Yacht. Because in
nice.
One of the Huey Lewis videos, he asks a girl if she wants to go for a ride in his yacht. Would you like to go for a ride on my yacht? And then it says MYOTT on the boat.
Really?
That's how deep my commitment to the 1980s goes.
That is
Do you want to hear?
Good.
It's actually kind of a funny story. So I found this guy in Nova Scotia who makes hand-carved rowboats. Mm-hmm. And I said to my wife, I want to get a rowboat. And so I called him and I left a message. Hey, Thomas, my name's Jonathan. Love to order a rowboat. Call me back. He does it. So a couple of days later, I call him again. Hey, Thomas, give me a call, man. I just want to order a rowboat. I don't have any questions. I just want to order a rowboat. He doesn't call me back. I email him. Hey, Thomas, not sure if you got my email, my phone messages, but I just like to order a rowboat. I just want a rowboat. I'd like, please call me back. Every night I'm ranting to my wife going, I just don't understand. Like, who has a business and doesn't call people back and doesn't email them and doesn't get in touch with them? I just don't get it. So she finally tells me, he's making you a rowboat for Father's Day.
Oh, no.
She'd been talking to him on the side. She'd ordered me a rowboat. So meanwhile, every day she was calling him and saying, you have to answer him. He's losing his mind about this. And the Thomas guy was like, don't worry, I'll handle it. But his way of handling it was not acknowledging my existence on the planet Earth. So I went from ranting lunatic to, you did? Aw, that's so nice.
Wow.
Felt bad.
So she had to tell you. She had to own up to the thing.
She had to cave. Yep. But it was like, will you just stop talking, please? You're getting your rowboat, baby.
That is crazy.
That's how I got my yacht. All right, what's the next song on the top five, Bat?
The next song on the top five, Taking It to the Man, You're Quitting. This is, I guess, the job that you could care less about. Maybe you're working in a record store in the summer, and you could have, you know you can go somewhere else, and there's another option. It's not the end of the world. So that would make perfect sense that this song would be what you would put on in the car on your way out, or perhaps you would put it on your iPod on the bus, if you know what I mean, because you're not exactly in the position to own a car. That's how much it doesn't matter.
Sheesh.
Here we go.
Yeah, it has been a hard day in the city. Platinum Blonde.
Platinum Blonde. It doesn't really matter.
You just quit working at the roller rink.
Most peculiar web. It's like Corey Hart in the vocal a little bit. Oh. Show.
You would be hard-pressed to find someone who loves Platinum Blonde as much as I do, but...
You do like them.
Have you seen the making of Tears Are Not Enough?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe
in the
80s. Oh my gosh.
Maybe the greatest hour and a half of Canadianity. David Foster is scrambling to put together this video shoot and record this track and get it all laid down. And it features sequences with him driving across the bridge with his tape recorder singing like... trying to come up with the melody. Who's really? Every day goes by? Like trying to come up with what the song's going to be.
Yeah.
And there's one scene where he's standing on the phone saying, I don't care who they are. It's a benefit for Africa. They don't get a limo. Smash cut to a white stretch limousine, 80s styles, pulls up to a chain link fence in Scarborough where the recording come studio on. Was. Platinum Blonde hops out.
And it's like, oh, they amazing. Got their limo.
Yeah. To go record the charity song for the people.
So he's like, screw these guys. This is bullshit. And then it's like, oh, they did it anyway.
They're like, actually, screw the BS. We're going to take a limo, bud.
I remember Slick Toxic. Remember that metal band from the 80s? Remember the bass player at the Juno Awards kind of ruined their career by crashing a limo?
No.
It was like the early 90s. And like, it was their kind of peak. And he like stole a limo and crashed it.
Suge Knight styles.
Yeah. Suge Knight might be going to jail, eh?
Did you hear about this? I sat next to him. He ran over a dude.
Yeah, he ran over a guy. And you tweeted a great tweet that you actually saw him at a, where was it, in LA?
It was at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf on Sunset Boulevard. And I was sitting out on the patio enjoying a latte. And noticed that Suge Knight was sitting at the patio table next to me, and I was torn between wanting to eavesdrop as J-Rock research and wanting to run to safety, because I assume that is the closest I've been in my life to being a stray bullet victim of a drive-by. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because he is a marked man to a lot of people, apparently.
And yet his phone conversation was inane. Like, not much. What are you doing? No way. What time? Cool. Cool. Like, so boring.
Was he by himself? I thought he was going to be talking
science. Yeah, he's by himself.
He was just talking.
He's pounding like a scone.
Really?
I don't know what I expected Suge Knight to be, but I didn't expect him to be eating a scone on a patio.
And talking real normal.
You know what, though, bud? Even gangsters get peckish.
I guess so, eh, bud?
That's the name of my autobiography.
Hey, let's get to my number one here.
Let's do it.
This would be the person who maybe they irrationally left their job.
Uh-oh.
Maybe they had it with the person that they were working for, and maybe it wasn't the best move to quit.
Uh-oh, hot-headed. But
they don't realize that.
They're regretting it.
Well, they don't even know if they regret it yet. Because you know why?
Why?
It hasn't hit them yet.
Oh.
So we're going to get a little Blue Rodeo going here.
Sure.
If this isn't one of the better songs in Canadianity, I don't know what is. It's a beautiful track.
I'm going to say conservatively, this is played around 3,000 campfires a summer.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Such a
maybe
good
2,000 of them by me.
Yeah. Have you rocked this at a campfire ever?
Oh. No, well, at a campfire by myself in my backyard.
Yeah. And then some tears. Mr. Keeler really pens a nice lyric in this jam.
He does.
It's a great jam, isn't it? I said, like, if you're driving around maybe a month later, you're like, that was really stupid.
Because it hasn't hit you yet. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I really liked that job. That was probably not the best idea to throw hot coffee in his face.
But you know what? Out in the middle of Lake Ontario, the same snow's fallen, bud. The same snow's fallen.
And you got a new drummer, Glenn Milcham, on the kit. This was his first album. What a great drummer. Hasn't hit me yet, but our new drummer kicks ass.
What happened to the old drummer?
I do believe he just kind of, I think he was like a postman, and he was like, this isn't working for me, I'm going back to my normal gig. Just wasn't
I'm surprised he didn't
cut out
twice.
Wasn't cut out for the road. Took the government gig, bud.
That must happen to a lot of guys.
Sure. I love this song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with the rodeo.
No, nothing wrong with the rodeo. And if that's the Keeler, I'll take 5 Days in May as my Cuddy jam. That's a great song.
Oh, that is a good jam, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. So there we go. That's my
record. It's a good top five, bud. That's a great top five.
Obviously, we had a little bit of, you know, we had some feeling of regret. We had some feeling of happiness. We had some feeling of who cares. All the levels of quitting a job.
I think you really rounded the bases emotionally.
I feel I did.
I have the next week's lined up for you. You want to hear it?
Yes. What is it?
Top five Canadianity dressing room jams before you take the ice.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, pump up the jams.
Yeah.
How's that
perfect
sound?
That's easy. I already got a couple going in my brain.
And you can send your suggestions for both Hit the Post, which I'm hoping is a regular new game, or Dressing Room Jams at Taggart and Torrens. We'll take a break on TNT, and we'll be right back.
Where's my beer chair?
Hey, we're back, Jonathan.
Last week we said we were going to play Goon But Not Forgotten. It's not really a game, but we wanted to take a moment to say thank you to those goons from the NHL's history, because they do play an important role. Maybe less so nowadays. But in good old-fashioned hockey, the goon was everything. The goon was a protector, a friend in need. The goon was somebody who had your back the way it should be. Jeremy.
Yes?
I'll be your goon any day, bud.
Let's talk some goons, bud.
When you think of goons, what's the first name that pops into your mind?
I think probably in my mind, being a Toronto guy, probably Ty Domi, the Albanian assassin.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Oh, I remember him just feeding people.
Yeah. And his kid's pretty good, Max.
Yeah, he's good. His son has the hands, and he's good at the hockey. He has
the dome of the domey, the solid head. Can you give me your favorite goon?
Well, I think it'll come as no surprise. That's Cement Head, Dave Semenko from the Edmonton Oilers. Number 27 in your programs, number one in your hearts. He had to protect some serious assets, the likes of Jari Kurri, Wayne Gretzky, and he did it with grace. Dave Semenko, thank you for being a goon.
I've got one for you, bud.
Who's that now?
An old school, probably one of the better of the old past days. Nobody can forget Tiger Williams.
That's who I was going to say too, bud.
One of the best of all time, probably the original enforcer, played with the Leafs, played with the Cincinnati Stingers in the World Hockey Association. The guy played everywhere, from the Islanders, the Canucks. He pulled my hair once in the Juno Cup.
Did he?
Remember that Juno Cup, they have the game. He didn't like the fact that I had long hair, so he pulled my hair every time he was close to me. Maybe because he's bald.
Did
but
he
I
have
will
the
remember
sweet stash?
Tiger Williams. What's that?
Did he have the sweet stash still?
No, he didn't have the stash. He just had the grit and determination.
I don't think you can have a conversation about goons without mentioning Bob Probert.
Ooh.
Probie.
Absolutely.
Bob Another Probert name that springs to mind, who's kind of a complicated fellow, George LaRocque.
Nice.
He's so well-rounded in his off-ice life, I'm reluctant to even call him a goon, although he could throw blows.
How about Matt Barnaby, Bam Bam? Another classic goon.
If there's one thing goons love, it's alliteration.
Yes.
How about a special chapter for goalie goons? Ron Hextall.
Solid.
Ray
Emery. He was
Emery.
A solid goon.
Another Ray Emery, active goon.
How about a French goon? Ian LaPerriere.
Oh, which is French for the Perrier.
Yeah, Lappy. Remember him when he played for the Kings. He was always a good time.
You know who's a big customer? And he's not Canadian. Mike Rupp, 243 pounds, 6'5".
Very nice. How about George Parros, the mustachioed smart man?
Yeah.
I believe
you know,
he
they're
has
doing-
a-
He oh, Marty some, McSorley, too?
He went to, like, Harvard or something, didn't he?
Did he?
I believe he has some serious school action going on. Let me check out his Wikipedia.
Donald Brashear. They're doing a show about hockey wives. Is that something you'll watch with your eyes?
I will not watch that. I will not watch it.
Why?
He went to the Del Barton School in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, I love that school.
He was given a chance to play hockey at Princeton. That's we're talking about Mr. George Parros. I believe you said Donald Brashear. He was probably one of the more feared guys in the league in terms of strength. I think people would be like, that's the only guy I wouldn't fight. I've heard that from people.
Right.
That Brashear was just one of those guys that you did not want to fool with. The Don. How about
Do you remember
Chris Neal?
Anyone beating him?
No. How about Chris Neal? He was tough. Nealer.
Tough Good indeed. Stuff. It's got to be May? Hard for those guys to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine how sore your joints are nowadays.
Chris Nyland. Knuckles Nyland. Can't forget about him. The Habs yeah. man. He really took some fellas out for his teammates.
He was involved in some good old-fashioned Donnybrooks.
Yes.
Tony the Twister.
Do you think he was ever involved with the like the PEI with the actual the Piper while they're having the fist fights?
Maybe.
I mean, that to me is, that's like Goon Central. That's probably what, where you start out, is in those little dust-ups outside
of the
bar.
That's where you earn your stripes
yeah.
as a scrapper. It's got to be a weird feeling, though, to know that you're going out on the ice and your job is to pound someone's face in.
Oh. And like, not to mention, like you said, when you get into a fight, these guys, like, they're injured all the time.
Yeah.
So when you're injured all the time, you're you know, having to do stuff like take painkillers all the time. And then when you're used to that, you have some of these guys get addicted to those things. You know, that there's just all kinds of things that they have to do that other players don't. And not to mention just the mental anguish that comes with that role, as well as all the physical attribute problems that happen. You know, like if you're in a fight every day and expected to be aggressive like that, it's a physical lifestyle that's just, I don't know if there's anything like it in all sports.
And I'm sure that while you might be feared by your foes, you might not be respected. Like, they don't get the same respect that the finesse guys get.
No, they don't. That's the thing. This is like what I was saying, the idea of being that role, but also you kind of have to be quiet. You know, you don't really have the opportunity to be like a spokesperson as much. You know, it's almost like they're, in a sense, especially now with the way hockey has gone, how fast it is, their role is kind of being diminished, and it's almost like they're looked down upon in a way, which is also sad.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's like the FM radio guys. You got to wear a bunch of hats. You can't just be a goon anymore.
No. You can't.
Goon, so, but not forgotten. Hey, let's do the bot of the week while we're on the subject of shout-outs.
Yes. Let's do the bot of the week.
Who is it this week, Jeremy?
The bot of the week is Mike McFarlane, who was nice enough to put together a TaggartandTorrens.ca fan site, which has all kind of great stuff. Like, he's put together a map of the greasies. When we did Amazing. The greasiest bars in Canada, you can actually go to TaggartandTorrens.ca and see all of the entries that we had, and I believe they're entering more as it goes, just to keep that idea of alive of, you know, the greasy bars. And we know they're everywhere in every city. It would be great to have that map full of all the tasty spots across the country, and just a place to go and collect stuff every week. We can do polls on there. I do believe he had a poll going last week. Did you see that?
No.
Let me go on to the actual site. It's a beauty. He had
Do you know what would be incredible? We should have, congratulations, Mr. McFarlane, a Canadianity t-shirt's on its way to you, courtesy of Taggart and Torrens. Thanks for all you've done. We should try to get, this establishment has officially been recognized by the Greasies stickers in the windows of various establishments across Canada. Can you imagine you're rolling into a spot and you see that on the window? Almost like winning a Razzie, like it's a weird sort of honor.
Yeah, what do they have in the windows for the dining places, the dining experiences, what's the list that if you go to, say, New York and it's like, oh, this place is on...
Zagat. What did you call me? We should definitely get greasy stickers made.
Oh, they also put the, Mike put the Fatback video up there if you wanted to see
amazing.
That. He put the polka dot door theme on there. Obviously his trailer for, the TNT movie is on there. The last week, resort songs are on there. So just all kinds of fun stuff if you're a fan of the, podcast. And, if you want to get the bot of the week has a segment in there, it's good stuff.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for being a bot.
Oh, actually, sorry. Before I forget, he did a poll of, because I know we did a Twitter question of what's your favorite game on Taggart and Torrens.
Yeah.
And he put the poll up. And I think that Colin Pranks pretty much came out tops. People love that game, seemingly.
It's a good
Colin
one.
Pranks was number one, and I think number two might have been Gang Yes, Gagnon, which is one of my favorite games.
It's a really good one.
Or Poem Saying actually was up there too.
Just to let the folks know, one of the reasons that we haven't done Colin Pranks in recent weeks as much as we did early on is simply because of technology.
Yes.
It's easy when we're in the same room to get Tim to record the phone call, but it's a bit more of a challenge to do when it's just us and we're provinces or, in this case, countries apart. But it's a game that we love to play. I wonder if we're allowed to put the TSN call-in pranks on our show, do you think?
I think we could do that, yeah. Let's try and...
When we filled in on TSN, I did a call-in pranks. Yes. As J-Rock, trying to get a new restaurant for Drake to hang out in. And this girl, Kristen, at Harbor 60 in Toronto was so awesome.
Yeah.
She's really trying to make it happen for us.
She really did. And you really knocked it out of the park with the things that you were asking of her. And it's amazing, the power of Drake. Because she was like, you can have an Escalade. You can come here whenever you want. We'll get a table for you. We'll do whatever you want. Like, she was... Because that came about because Soto Soto burnt down, and that was Drake's old haunt, and we were trying to find a new place for him. And actually, she was very understanding to that fact and wanted to be involved.
It's also just pretty riveting to listen to an unsuspecting stranger, you know, hang in there and exchange pleasantries on the phone. For some reason, it's really intriguing. So we will have more call-in pranks coming your way. Although, big fan of Hit the Post.
Yes.
It's really fun.
And so Mike McFarland, bot of the week.
Congratulations, Mike. T-shirt's on its way to you, bot. We'll take a break on TNT and we'll be back to wrap it up.
How's it going in America, Harold? You won't believe what America's like, yeah?
Jonathan, we're back.
Jeremy, nice chatting with you, bot, as always.
Oh, for sure. Hey, let's talk about a little bit of fun news.
It was a crazy story. I don't know if you heard, but there's a sitcom on CTV called Spun Out. And I know maybe better than most how hard it is to get a show made in this country.
Yes.
They were given, for their second season sneak peek, the coveted post-Super Bowl slot, which is several things. One, a chance to get many, many sets of eyeballs on your show.
Yeah.
Two, a real vote of confidence from the network that we want this thing to succeed, so we're giving it every opportunity. Really exciting times for the people that Spun Out. It stars Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall, has a really talented cast, Paul Campbell and Rebecca Dalton and a bunch of folks. So it comes out 3 days before it's supposed to air after the Super Bowl that one of the actors, JP Manu, has been arrested because he had allegedly set up cameras in his apartment and was broadcasting to the internet and, I guess, spying on the tenants.
Personal, though. It was his little internet fantasy creep zone.
Well, this is all alleged, of course.
Yeah.
But allegedly, the two women that were renting the place for, I think they said $1,600 a month, and it was in a kind of $2,600-$2,700 a month neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They found a camera. They notified police. Police found a bunch of cameras. The cameras were broadcasting to the internet. They suspect, although they don't know yet, that it may have happened with previous tenants. And obviously, if indeed that's what happened, super not cool. But
no.
I can't help but feel CTV has pulled Spun Out indefinitely. Like, not only are they not post-Super Bowl, they are not scheduled to air at this time. And of all ways for your show to get torpedoed in this country where it's almost impossible to get a show made, I just feel so badly for the people involved in making the show and the actors on the show. Like, they must just be despondent. Or that's maybe they don't care. Yeah. They got paid and it doesn't really matter. But
well, no, I'm sure they're sad, upset. But like, think about it. The fact that I guess something like this happening, you've heard about people getting in trouble in the past and on TV or whatever. But like to just kibosh the whole show as opposed to that one person is just kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Well, and you'd also, well, hard to say.
Or is it that bad?
Like, what are the options? Recast and reshoot? Try to recut the episodes around his character. He was in every episode. Not only are they not airing season two, they've actually pulled season one from all platforms. Wow. So it's not on their website. And this guy was kind of recognizable character actor. He was on Community. Like, he had some pretty high profile credits, spent most of his time in LA. I gather this was rental property that he had in Toronto. But he must just feel sick. And the rest of the cast must just be revisiting every single conversation they had with him and retracing their steps to see if there were any indications that this was allegedly going on.
Perhaps do you think that CTV knows more than we know or the public? You know,
you do wonder, right?
If you're going to cancel a show, they probably heard more, you know, the fact that it might possibly be true. And if it is, then that's just really super greasy.
Or is it enough that he allegedly did? I mean, police said we don't lay charges without evidence. So it makes it sound like they have proof. But isn't that enough? If he actually did do this, isn't that enough to pull the show? Wouldn't it be known as like, what time is the perp show on tonight?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's not, I can see that, but just I think the future to say it's all set and done, I don't know. I it must be bad. I mean, maybe it'll come out that these cameras are in ridiculous spots and it's been going on for a long time and there are people that have been in there. And if you're doing that, then you deserve to be exposed, and the court of public opinion, as usual, does not like this kind of stuff, and you probably will have a tough time getting another job.
Well, what, you know, part of you thinks you won't be caught? What part of you thinks, or is that part of the kick? I wouldn't know because it's not my bag.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming if it's like little pinhole cameras around the place, he probably didn't want to be caught, but this day and age when you can kind of find that stuff not that difficult in a not that difficult manner to see that you're being recorded from anything from a teddy bear to a little pinhole in the wall, I think it's one of those things, you know, you gotta take it for what it is. It's nasty stuff.
Well, and he had to fly back from LA and turn himself in at the police station in Toronto. Like, just imagine sitting on that flight. Would you like some coffee, sir? No.
Yeah, nah. But what's the matter? I'm about to get roasted.
I assume if you do that, you must have to consider that this day will come. And, I mean, it's great that it did without, you know, it happening to more folks, if indeed that is what happened. But just kind of a weird story. And like I say, I just feel badly for the rest of the people involved who, through no fault of their own, won't get to see their hard work on TV, you know?
It's not, like you said, it's one of the hardest things in the world to get a show out there, let alone have it be successful. So yeah, it's unfortunate to the hundreds of people that are involved.
Well, put it this way, if you were in a band, say, and you had a CD about to come out, and this story broke about your bass player, would you want to kill the record?
If this was the situation and that was the case. I mean, again, it's one of those things where it's going to come out if it happened, and it's just going to be looked poorly upon if you think that it's not a big deal and you can go on. You know what I mean? Especially if it's the same, if you kept said guy in the band.
Right.
I think by being a band, it's kind of easier to replace that person. You're not, you know, it's not like a TV show where it's already recorded, you know.
Right.
There's an element of
right. Like, you could just boot him out and re-record it with a different bass player.
Hey, man, look at that sicko from that band. Was it the Lost Prophets? I think the singer was is one of the worst pedophiles in the world.
Really?
And yeah, I do believe they were, I don't know if they replaced him or whatever, but I mean, this guy's like, was apparently convicted or charged with like brutally, you know, raping little babies and stuff. Like, just disgusting behavior. And I mean, that guy should rot in hell forever. Let alone, you know, think about trying to move on business-wise. Like, I can't even think about hearing any of those songs, knowing that guy was being that disgusting.
As brutal. Downer City, bud. How did we get into this?
Sorry, bud.
How did we get into the social quicksand, bud?
I don't know. I do not know, but I do think that that guy will burn in hell. And that's, I guess, paying the price is worth it.
There you go.
I don't know.
And you deserve to. If you're gonna, if you're gonna fly that close to the perv sun, you deserve to have your face melted.
Yes.
Hey, as much as I love Canadianity and I love the spelling of butt, I think thanks is beginning to get its own traction, and that makes me really happy.
It is, and that dog.
F-A-N-K-S. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for talking, yeah?
Thanks for talking to me.
We'll talk next
week,
yeah? Maybe
have some marmalade and there's some toast.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I must go.
Great
have
talking
me-
to you this week, as usual. You know, it's always good to talk to my friend Jonathan.
I must go have me toad in the hole.
I mean, somebody tweeted, it's like, we don't all sound like Mick Jagger. Somebody from Britain tweeted at
you don't,
Tanger
yeah? Sure you do.
That's like the, there's the British guy with the closed nose voice. And
yes,
then
of course.
Yes, it was 13, 14, I can't remember.
Indubitably.
The Ringo Liverpuglian soft.
How'd you find America? We turned left at Greenland.
Yes, yes.
Talk to you next week, bud.
Talk to you next week, bud.
You won't accept me as I am? Well, fuck off then.